All those animals that make you go, oh, okay, that's exactly what we have in the studio right now. Jim Knox and Carolyn Rinaldi are zoological curators. Did I say that correctly?
You did.
All right. So I know you've got some creepies here. I see them out of the corner of my eye. Who are we going to start with?
Okay, we are going to start with Luna.
Oh, God, she's a bat.
And she's furry.
And she's a bat.
And she's really, really cute.
And she's a bat.
Really, really cute.
Look at her, huh?
Oh, my gosh. What should people know about bats besides you don't want them in your house?
Okay. Well, yeah, you don't want them in your house, but sometimes they'll get in, and then you don't panic because there are pretty easy ways to get them out of doors. But bats are generally harmless to people. I said generally because every once in a while, bats can get sick, and we don't want to be dealing with any sick animals, but bats don't bother people. They are really interested in bothering mosquitoes in particular, which is why we love bats, because mosquitoes carry disease and bats eat mosquitoes like turbocharged bug zappers.
You know, we have bats in my yard regularly, and I wanted to build a bat house in back, but my wife wouldn't go for it. She thinks that they're going to attack her.
Carolyn, I always thought that bats came down and swooped and ate your eyeballs. Now, is that not the truth? Like, I feel like whenever you see them, they're in caves and they're lurking and they're in groups and they're just ready to swarm and attack.
Thank goodness they don't swoop down and eat your eyeballs.
Yeah. So
they actually avoid humans. So, you know, there's another myth that they will swoop down and get caught in your hair.
Yes.
You know what? You don't have to bundle up your hair as I don't either. Bats have amazing sonar. And it is so precise that they can locate a mosquito in flight and catch that mosquito and eat that mosquito. So they could catch a mosquito mid-flight. They're not going to be hitting a human, which is a big target. So we don't have to worry about bats.
So it sounds like they're just getting close to you for their own amusement, really.
All right. Who's up next?
Okay. So next we have, well, let's just say, I believe it's one of your favorites.
I mean, we've had some serious stuff over the years, Jim.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is, I believe, one of Anna's favorites. Definitely has a high ick factor, this animal. Most people, when they look at it, they say, what am I looking at? And then they cower and tremble.
Okay.
It's a serpent.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yep.
Okay, take a guess, guys. Is this a snake or not?
Well, it definitely looks like a snake.
It looks like a snake, but I know what it is.
It looks like a kielbasa. With eyeballs.
It looks like nothing you want in your yard.
So this thing is called a legless lizard. Yes, folks, there is such a thing as a legless lizard. Looks like a snake, kind of acts like a snake, but it's not a snake.
What is the main differences between a snake and a legless lizard?
The body, right? Snakes, believe it or not, have long bodies, but a short tail. So this guy has a short body with a long tail. It's kind of the opposite of what you would think. Here's a cool fact. Snakes can't hear. They feel vibration. But this lizard can hear. He's got ear pits.
No kidding.
Oh, he could hear us.
The difference being, I mean, if he's got a short body and a long tail, is this one of those guys that if his tail gets hurt or whatever, it would grow back, he'd be fine?
Yeah. So really cool, super icky Halloween fact. If this lizard gets scared out in the wild to elude a predator, it can actually drop its tail or part of its tail.
What?
It's like glass breaking. It's really funky and weird. It can actually wiggle around for hours afterwards.
Oh!
So the nerve endings are firing off for a couple hours. The predator sticks with the tail. This guy escapes. Total James Bond.
Well, we love all our creepy crawlies, and we're going to have more with Jim and Carolyn coming up. In the meanwhile, if you want to check out videos of this legless lizard and this bat Luna, you can head to our Instagram, Anna and Raven. Get ready to get creeped out. On Saturday, it's the Anna and Raven Clear Victory Painting Trick or Treat Day. We're going to be taking over the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. It's going to be activities for all the kids, tons of things for them to see. And some of our favorite partners are going to be there from the Connecticut Beardsley Zoo. Joining us, it's Jim Knox and Carolyn Rinaldi. You guys brought some animals here that are certainly creepy and crawly.
That was the aim, yes. Hope we deliver.
What are these guys?
These guys are Trinidad cave roaches, also known as bat cave roaches. They are pretty big. They are fast when they want to move. and they are extra creepy, but really, really cool.
I mean, they're about, what would you say, 4 or 5 inches long? How big do they get?
A really big one, Raven, probably about 3 inches long, but with the ick factor, they're probably double that.
I mean, to me, they look like they're 10 feet wide.
I feel like the size of my face. They're so big.
I feel bigger because they're kind of, you know, most people are kind of repulsed by them.
I'm like, is that 3 inches? Oh, my God. It looks like the size of a Volkswagen.
All right. So tell us a little bit about these guys. And I know you're going to put one on my hand, right? What do I do?
If you're, yeah, you seem like you're a brave soul, so we're going to try that.
Okay, Raven. So true or false, cockroaches eat everything.
I'm going to go with they eat everything.
That's
true.
Correct. Okay. They will eat anything and everything. So here's some creepy things. How about glue? Yes.
Okay.
Skin cells? Yes.
Oh, boy.
It's crawling up my arm.
It's eating your skin cells.
It's crawling up my arm. It's crawling up
what
my arm.
What else do they eat?
Okay. Nail clippings.
What?
Yeah,
we tried to think of the grossest things for Halloween, and they eat them.
Can He's I take gross. This giant cockroach off my arm?
I mean, I'm not the cockroach handler. Talk to him.
Oh, see, he's so nice and gentle.
All right, you survived it. What else we got, Jim?
So next up.
Oh, my gosh, is it a snake?
I have to tell you, he's really well-behaved. His name is Linus.
His name
is
Linus.
He hardly ever eats anybody.
Right.
Right.
Almost never. Right. He's got a really good track record.
He's only swallowed two morning hosts prior.
Oh, my gosh. He's a big snake.
What kind of snake is Linus?
Yeah, so he's a ball python, African ball python.
I mean, he's certainly a good-looking animal. I could see this. No, I don't want to touch him. I don't want to pick him up. But I do like snakes, kind of. They still freak me out.
I know that they're important. I love to go see them when they're in enclosures. But if I see one loose for some reason, I want to throw up and die.
Mm.
So I'm not really sure how to manage those two things.
Those feelings.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
That's pretty unambiguous. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's all in her feelings about it. Right. Yeah.
If you guys look closely at his upper lip, you're going to see these little openings there. And those are heat sensors in his upper lip so that this guy can actually hunt not only in dim light or in darkness, but in complete darkness. Like moonless, cloudless night, can't see your hand in front of your face. He could hunt, find his prey based on the heat, strike, wrap, squeeze, and gulp.
That's kind of like Raven when he goes for a midnight snack and doesn't want to wake his wife up to let her know what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if I see this guy headed down the hallway towards your place, I will not alert you.
All right. And who do we have left?
Okay. So next up, we have got some really cool critters from West Africa. And these guys are known as West African giant millipedes.
Oh, my gosh.
They're really big and slimy looking. And
so Carolyn's going to share a really cool fact with you guys about their legs. But these guys are amazing creatures. And we've got their relatives right here in locally. We've got them actually all over the world. These guys live all over the world. And this species, these guys are pretty big. They're about 6-7 inches long, but they get even bigger. The record is over 15 inches long.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Raven, fair warning. I'm coming over.
Okay.
Oh, look how nice he is.
Oh, my God.
He loves
you. Oh, my God.
He loves you so much.
Oh, my God, no.
Look, he wants to give you a kiss.
No.
I love you, Raven. Look at me. I'm an African millipede. Look at me.
No, Jim, no. Oh, don't walk away, Jim. Don't walk away. Oh, he's moving up my arm.
Carolyn, what do we need to know about this guy?
These guys are very, very old. Right? 500 million years old, these creatures were on the planet. And the coolest thing is this is the oldest known creature to have lived on land.
Wow.
Really funky.
It's really cool.
All right, Raven, true or false? All millipedes have 1,000 legs.
Oh, I feel like she's asking me a trick question. I don't know. False?
Yeah, no, that's right.
Oh,
oh
yeah, that's kind of a misnomer. They don't have 1,000 legs. Some species do. That one species that has 1,306 legs, that's the biggest.
Wow.
But yeah, most have maybe 400, 500.
All right, well, if you want to check out these creepy crawlies for yourself, come see us tomorrow at Anna and Raven's Clear Victory Painting Trick or Treat Day. The Connecticut Beardsley Zoo will be there with us. And you guys have a lot of stuff going on at the zoo as well. Those beautiful lanterns, I keep seeing them everywhere. I can't wait to see them myself.
Yeah, this is called the Glow Wild Festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chinese Lantern Festival. It's we have more than 35 of these things. They're sculptures, really, and they light up. They glow. And they're huge. Spoiler alert, you got to come into the zoo. One of the first ones you see is an immense Chinese dragon. Huge. I don't know, 40 feet long, 20 feet high.
Wow.
And they're all around the zoo. So it's spread around our 30 acres of zoo. And separate ticketed event. You come on Thursdays through Sundays in the evening, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, great way to enjoy the zoo now this season.
Right.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at Ann and Raven's Trick or Treat Day.